Hello, my name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book.
It's called The Book of Mormon.
Hello, my name is Elder Grant. It's a book about America a long, long time ago.
It pokes fun at organized religion through the story of a pair of Mormon missionaries sent to Uganda who struggle to get their message across to people more concerned about AIDS, famine, and their local warlord. The play comes from the minds of Trey Parker and Matt Stone, creators of South Park, and Robert Lopez, who co-wrote Avenue Q. And as you would expect, it takes jabs at questions of faith.
I believe that the Lord God created the universe. I believe that he sent his only son to die for my sins. And I believe that ancient Jews built boats and sailed to America. I am a Mormon, and a Mormon just believes.
And at the confusion that often comes when one's personal feelings conflict with their faith.
Turn it off like a light switch, just go click. It's a cool little Mormon trick. We do it all the time.
In an interview with ABC, Parker and Stone say they chose the subject matter in part because they're from Colorado, so they've always been fascinated with Mormonism.
But as a way to talk about religion and a way to talk about storytelling and how humans tell stories and how stories are transferred and across cultures and how cultures absorb new stories. And so it isn't totally just about Mormons, even though it's called the Book of Mormon and it stars a bunch of Mormons.
There's actually one person that actually
was a missionary.
Now, the duo says that while some have called it blasphemy and viewed the show with some contempt, they say there hasn't been as much fallout as they expected.
We saw one lady walk out, and she walked out. She was a good walkout.
She got up and threw her program down and stormed out and looked back like, come on, everybody.
Yeah, she was like, I'm leaving. Get behind me. And no one got behind her.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints addressed this show as much as they have in similar situations with a very minimal yet thoughtful response. And the head of public affairs for the church wrote on his blog about how parody is often funny because it's not real, but quote, the danger is not when people laugh, but when they take it seriously. If they leave a theater believing that Mormons really do live in some kind of a surreal world of self-deception and illusion. The Seattle Theater Group is expecting a similar response when the show comes here.
Their response has been out there, and it has not been a controversial kind of response.
In the meantime, marketing director Vivian Phillips tells me it's not only giving season ticket sales a big boost.
It brings to us a whole new audience of individuals who may not be traditional musical theater goers. And that, for us, is extremely exciting.
We'll just have to wait and see if the creators will pay us a visit when the Book of Mormon comes to the Paramount Theater in January. Ryan Harris, Como News Radio.
The Book of Mormon.